Yeah, I think so. I mean, of course, you built some good chemistry and some good friendship bonds with everybody in here. But with some, you know, you click a little bit better, and I mean, he's 18, I'm 20. You know, we're men, but we're still a little bit, you know, like children. So you know, it's been great. He's a great guy. He's fun to hang out with, and he's obviously a great player.
You guys are still rooming together on the road, is that right?
Yeah, we are.
So, what kind of stuff do you guys like to do on the road? I know you guys are huge into the video games, so is that a big part of your road regimen?
Yes, and obviously on our off days. We do like to play and kind of eat at the same time. So I mean, sometimes we obviously go out with the other guys for dinner and whatever. But when it's cold outside, we like to stay in and just kind of get some room service.
Well, this is, I mean, it's only your second year in the NHL, so you're still learning it. Now, but I guess you had the benefit of playing in Canada beforehand. This is his first time here. What have you been able to see, and how quickly he's been able to adapt to the lifestyle off the ice?
Well, I think it's been easy for him because, you know, he did play pro hockey in Finland before he came here. It's pretty cold in Finland too, but it's not light out during the winter over there. It's pretty much dark all day, right? So I think he's been great. You know, obviously the guys in here have been trying to help him as much as we can, and he's doing well on the ice and off the ice. I can see he's doing great as well. So
sort of help you too. The fact that you have a guy that you know you've been able to form that connection with, and you know, maybe it eases some of the pressure a little bit when you develop kind of a closer bond with somebody.
Well, of course. I mean, you have a bond with like I said, with everybody in here. But the younger guys maybe on the road trips hang out with themselves more than they hang out with the older guys. And you create that bond with some of the players in here, and it's fun, you know. Like I said, he's my roommate. If we weren't good friends, it wouldn't be fun, right? So it's really fun every single time.
Just in my observations, it seems like this team's really close, maybe more so than it has been in past years. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. I mean, we've been winning some tough games this year. We had a tough stretch with the 32 games in 60 days. And I think we came out of it okay, but not great, not what we wanted. But we have been able to show in some games what we're capable of, and what we wanna do every single night. We just gotta find that right point where we actually do it every single night.
You ever had any other former teammates that you've had a same kind of connection with Patrick as you do with Patrick right now?
Yeah.
Or maybe a connection as quickly and as the same kind of dynamic as you got with Patty.
Yeah, with many guys. I mean, you like I say, you create bonds with all of the players. And with Patrick, I mean, he's been my roommate from the start of the season. And I've been trying to help him kind of get used to all this. So you know you create a different kind of bond with him, but yeah you know you create this kind of bond with some players every single year, and it's great.
Just part of the gig is being a player and a team, right?
Yes, exactly.